you need to silence your mind, develop the ability to connect to our true nature, true mind, through the gateway. Then to realize the unconditioned, the oneness nature within. Then when we can be one with everything, then there is the beginning of possibility of understanding the oneness nature. And that one, you need the form and mind to come. Without the form and mind, you cannot connect. And when you cannot connect, you cannot understand the spiritual nature. Because whatever you inherit from the spiritual nature can only arise when you develop the meditation and start to connect to that true nature. And to connect to the true nature, you need the vehicle and tool, the form and mind. That's why it's not so clear-cut, so easy. Without that karmically conditioned form and mind, you cannot arise in the existential world. That vehicle and tool is what you need to arise, to manifest, to come. Yeah. So this is the vehicle and the tool for you to come. Then when you come, you must know how to develop the meditative understanding and the training to connect. From there, you can go in. But after that, when you realize and understand all this, that for my mind has to go. That's why not much time left. Just like by this nature, it takes birth in the year 1954, condition the form of mind through my vows, my aspiration, my understanding, and my cultivation. Then it arises with all the understanding and the karmic conditioning. Then after that, it starts to evolve and become what it is. It gone through all those years of cultivation, practice, perfection. Then when in the year 1989, at the age of 35, it connect. Then only my nature starts to develop the full understanding of this whole process. Then let's say this form and mind can continue to live until maybe 80 years old. Whatever beyond is bonus. 80 years old is 45 years of good life, good understanding, just like what the Buddha. Yeah. He also became enlightened under the Bodhi tree at the age of 35. Then age 80, he parinibbana. Then after that, the whole thing gone, cease. But Sakyamuni Buddha's nature is always there. Sakyamuni Buddha's karmic nature is always there. So this one never change. That's why the whole of cultivation is not easy to comprehend and conceive. It's because of this. It involves the conditioned and the unconditioned. Then it involves the karmic vehicle and tool. Then it's not something that you can be with. You cannot be with that true nature all the time and manifest like a living being or human being. Cannot. That one is not a being. That one cannot come out and live like. That one can be realized through that form and mind. You need the vehicle and tool to connect, to meditate, to develop all the understanding, to inherit all the spiritual understanding, to develop full understanding of what happened. But then, how long can this form and mind last? That's why for cultivators of the way who have the understanding, like my nature and all those great beings, they come with understanding and they can evolve all this very fast so that they can actually have enough time to understand all this and share all this. So that in future, other beings can also benefit from it. Other cultivators can also benefit from it. So without all these teachings and understanding being passed down, it's not easy. That's why my nature also learned from all those great beings of the past that my nature have affinity with. and all the teachers in kind. Then later on, my nature play its role, share, and manifest. So in the same way, same cycle, everything is being shared, evolved. That's how it can grow. But the whole process is inconceivable in the sense that it's not straightforward, it's not direct. That it involves the condition, the unconditioned, it involves understanding of all this. So it's not easy. Well, hopefully, with today's condition and explanation, for those who can understand, my nature rejoice, and you can slowly reflect, contemplate on it to develop clear understanding so that in future, after this asana, when you start to walk the Bodhisattva way and the path and develop deep understanding, then you remember all this that my nature shared, then you can evolve your own understanding, then you can also progress beautifully.